This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, before we get to the White Lotus themed world tour, we have to talk about a sports moment tonight.
What do we got? Bless you.
Thank you.
A little allergies kicking up in here.
Yeah, I've got some allergies this year. Yeah, well, I get them every year, but this year's bad.
You're sneezing your T's off over there.
My little T's.
Yeah, show you my boobs.
The Knicks game was delayed tonight because someone threw up onto the court.
Yeah.
And we're now learning that that someone was comedian Tracy Morgan. And there's photos of him.
It's graphic.
Well, yeah, he threw up on the court.
Yeah, there's different kinds of throw up though. That is a lot of brown liquid.
Yeah, and it's a lot. It's just high volume.
Yeah. Like, again, there's varying degrees of throwing up. He dropped the hammer on that.
Yeah. And boy, they're also saying, so now there's a video of them. So delayed the game, and a bunch of people came over. They gave him a wheelchair, and they wheeled him out of there. He was courtside.
Yeah.
And they're saying that his nose was bleeding as well.
Oh, boy.
Now, I have a question. And listen, I'm going to try to be sensitive here, but I'm also not.
Yeah.
So a lot of the sentiment I'm reading here is, oh, prayers for Tracy Morgan and this and that. Can I be not sensitive for a second and
Absolutely.
Say, dude, if you're puking courtside,
yeah.
Am I wrong to say that 95% that's his own fault? Like, that, there's nothing.
No,
there's nothing serious going on.
It looks like a medical episode. It looks like he partied too hard.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. And so all these people are like, oh, prayers for. No, the guy's an idiot. Am I wrong?
No.
I don't want to be sensitive.
Unless he had a medical episode, but there's no indication that's what happened.
No, dude, his nose.
Right. Now, if I. Because you. Dude, come on. This is Paul Pierce level. If you're puking on the court and they're wheeling you out in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
We got a good idea what's happening here.
Come on. You can't take the wheel. You gotta deny the wheelchair, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. Well,
but if you deny the wheelchair, then you have to walk. And if you're so drunk that you can't walk, then you can't blame it on an illness later.
Well, and here's the other problem, too. That
if he's seriously ill, I'm going to go ahead and preemptively apologize.
What are the chances?
But even that, seriously, like if he's just sick, yeah, that also goes into what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This better be really serious if people are thinking that, you know, like does he have to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
I'm thinking not.
Someone said I have a blood disorder, and if I puke, I tend to get a bloody nose, and because of all the pressure. So, well, there's.
Well, didn't he have? He had a bad car accident. I know that.
He had a horrible car accident, but that was like
died.
That was like a brain trauma thing.
Well, but maybe he's got.
I think Tracy likes to party.
Some residuals.
I think Tracy is known to party.
And by the way, if you party,
yeah,
is it too much to ask to not
Well,
puke like right on the side of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, or if you want to party like that, maybe don't sit courtside of the Knicks game.
Yeah, handle your stuff, man. Yeah, well. This looks bad for you.
That's called cocaine Icarus. You flew a little too close to the sun, and the wings melted a little bit. And it's not good. And by the way, if you were feeling a little upset, like
there's the other thing.
You were sick. You wouldn't be courtside. You would know, hey, I need to get up, probably go somewhere. The fact that he just bent over and threw up.
Right.
Dude, that dude was riding the dragon.
He was housed.
He was housed.
Because it doesn't just come on like that, right? You're right. Like, you start to get queasy. You're like, oh, dude. You know when you're going to throw up.
You know.
You got
to. And if you're sitting courtside, you can probably get to a bathroom
pretty
quick.
That's what I mean.
Because you're not in anyone's, no one's in your way.
Get up and run out of there. Dude, you got a freaking free shot to the... Yeah. To the bathrooms, like you're not having to fight people for that.
I think we all know what happened here.
Okay, good. I don't feel so bad. Sentiments, like, oh, pray for no.
It's like any time a celebrity goes to the hospital with exhaustion. Oh, for God's sakes, you're not exhausted. You've done too much blow and you're going through withdrawals. So
he's going to come out and say something like, oh, yeah, I've got a really severe... He's going to come out and say something.
Exactly.
Happened is like, we have... He's going to play the sympathy card. And you know what? This radio host ain't buying it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got a good idea of what... We got a good idea of what happened. I tend to be on your side. I'm open to the idea that we're wrong, and I will apologize if necessary.
I already did. I already apologized.
But I'm guessing that Tracy was having a grand old time. I think he's known to have a grand old time. And it just was a bit much.
This is the new thing. You criticize, even unfairly, and then you apologize for it all in one so you don't have to go back. It's just more efficient.
Well, look, the idea is that, and again, look at the people around him. No one's like, oh my God, what's happening? His guy that he's with is standing up and is like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
He's got his hand on his shoulder. He's like, all right, we're doing this. Like,
here we go.
You know,
Freaking Tracy.
God. Hey, man, St. Patty's Day. In New York, you start mixing some combinations, you know, you drink a little too much, you know, maybe take a bump or two, throwing a painkiller on top of it. Next thing you know, not feeling so well.
Have you ever puked where you couldn't, like it was wildly embarrassing for you? I mean, nobody likes to puke in front of other people, obviously. Yeah.
Couldn't control it?
Yeah, I've never had it where I couldn't at least... sort of get somewhere where I could just isolate myself and not have to bother other people with it. You know what I mean?
I got kicked. Well, I didn't get kicked. I guess I got punched in the liver and I threw up, and that was kind of embarrassing. And that was like during...
But you couldn't control that.
No.
That just came on like...
I thought I was actually... To be honest with you, I thought that one was better because I thought it might come out the other end. If you've ever been like punched in the liver, if you've ever done boxing or whatever, if like you've ever kickboxed or whatever, when you get hit in the liver... Your whole body just kind of shuts down, and I threw up, and I was pretty embarrassed at that. But I didn't feel like...
But there was a reason.
There was a reason why. No one was laughing. Everyone was like, oh, crap. Because they'd all... If you've done that enough, you've been there, and you've been hit. And I was just happy, honestly, that I didn't poo my pants. Because I thought that may happen. Like, your whole body, it just feels like your insides have exploded. But I'm trying to think... That was... And I felt embarrassed at that. I'm trying to think if I've ever... I don't think I've ever had one where I couldn't make it to a toilet. I couldn't make it to a bathroom.
That's what I mean.
And have like a private moment.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't, I'm open to the idea that some people can't feel it coming maybe, or like you and I have special powers that we can hide our puking, but I don't know. It's a weird thing to me to see people throw up in public because I'm like, well,
yeah. Most of the time when I've seen people throw up in public, it has been you're housed. And I've even had this where I've had it where I'm like, hey, why don't I pull over the car and you throw up? No, I'm fine. No, seriously. And they don't want to admit that it's going to happen, even though they can feel it. And then when you do try to pull over, it's too late and it misses a little bit. Were you there when our old promotions director threw up in our program director's car?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No. Were you with that one?
Who?
Okay, so this is true story. Dennis Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
The great Dennis. I thought you may have been with
us. He was our PD.
Dennis had just bought a brand new Honda SUV. Not the Cube one.
Like a CRV?
No, it was like, I think it was a Pilot.
Oh, yeah, Honda Pilot. Sure.
Honda Pilot. Brand new. Just new car smell and everything. And it was me, Glasgow, our promotions guy, Jeff White,
yeah.
And there was someone else, and that's why I didn't know if it was you or not.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Because I would remember that.
So there was four of us. We were driving up, and we went up to see a Mariner game. We got corporate seats, and we had the Diamond Club seats, right? Where everything's taken care of. It was really cool. Get to eat, drink, all that. Well, Jeff had too good of a time. And so we put Jeff in the front seat, and me and someone else were in the back, and Glasgow was driving, and we were on our way back. And Jeff fell asleep. We were kind of laughing. We're like, oh, dude, just full on, just sawing logs, leaning against the window. And I want to say about halfway down, maybe Olympia, Jeff White woke up, and within 20 seconds of waking up, front windshield.
Oh!
Boom! Just rocket.
God.
Brand new Honda SUV down in the air vents, and just
no, strong.
It shook the car to its core,
like no explosive.
One, no
hell?
One could handle it.
Oh my
no
god!
One.
I can only imagine the smell.
Awful.
Ooh, the smell.
So we find the next exit. We all got the windows down. I'm trying not to vomit from the smell. We pulled over, and we had to like go into like a service station and try to like scoop.
God, inner windshield makes
inner
me cringe.
Windshield, and then like it's down in the vents. We drove the rest of the way home, like windows down at night, didn't care, couldn't turn on the heater, so it was cold outside, so the windows down, but the moment you turned on the heater, it made it worse. And Jeff felt awful. I mean, he was just...
Why can't he... See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a great example.
He just woke up and it was on.
Okay, but you said 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So in that 20 seconds, you know he's feeling it. Roll down the window.
I don't know, man. I'm not certain that he had a full understanding of
I don't get it. And I may be in my vast minority here, and I need to wake up to the idea that sometimes you just can't control your puke. But I think people should better control their puke.
Well, and the other one, again, the other great fan incident, who we will not name names, but someone's wife at a Pearl Jam concert.
Oh, yeah.
And you cowardly
were
up in a box.
That's right. And I left my wife.
And
with
I was
you guys.
Sitting with your wife.
Yep.
As you cowardly went away.
Yeah, we were up in better seats. Screw you guys. I'm not sitting with that.
We're at Pearl Jam, Moda Center, and one of the employees' wives passed out in the seat from too much drinking, wakes up like in the middle of like nothing, man.
Blech.
Comes to and projectile vomits all over the people in front of us. cleared two rows, hazmat team came, she got kicked out, whole thing.
True story.
I have been witness to two wake up from a stupor puking incidents here at the Fan. And yes, it is like, get your ass together.
Yes. Come on.
I felt horrible for those people in front of us.
Come on. Well, yeah. Can you imagine getting puked on?
Oh, man. And the poor, the person's wife, or the husband, was just, you could tell, he just wanted to just, he wanted
Come
to just
run
away and just not have anything to do with it. Oh, it was all bad. Right.
Oh, I've got a White Lotus themed world tour being offered by Four Seasons. How much do you think you got to pay for this? We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.